Mark, that score didn't reflect the game, did it?
I don't think the scoreline did, but I think we have to be honest with ourselves in terms of not being at our best today. And that's, that, like I say, it's just disappointing from where we set standards on Tuesday to come here and ultimately lose a game in the manner of which we did. But we're a young bunch, unfortunately, and sometimes you're going to get lessons like that. And I've just said to the lads in there, hopefully it's a good thing that we've learnt that lesson today. Because judging on the last three games we've had, I don't think we saw that coming. And it's just disappointing, but we need to dust ourselves down and be positive Monday, because that's a massive game now for us, yeah.
Do you think it was just a matter of not managing the game correctly?
100%, because again, we had a rough start. They certainly edged the start of the game, the first half an hour, I'd say, up until we scored, really. And the goal changed the game a little bit, slowed it down for them. And then we've conceded a poor goal right before half-time. And that's what we've said there. We need to go out and up the levels and up the intensity and get amongst it. And unfortunately, that didn't happen. And we've conceded some really poor goals there. And in fast defensively sound we've been in the last three games, that wasn't there today, which is disappointing. But we can say that throughout the side. Certain levels just weren't reached. But we'll learn from it, like everybody will. Even the senior lads, the young lads, will learn from it. And we'll hopefully put it right Monday.
It was noticeable that you'd got some players missing. John Guy and Kieran O'Connell.
Yeah, really disappointing to lose them. And they're big players for us, and that showed today. But we did say it's going to take everybody, and I don't think overly in terms of ability-wise we've missed them today. Maybe on the experience front in terms of being in the situation before and managing the game better, because that's what it's come down to, managing the game. And it's just something we've got to deal with. And this is what we say, we've come back stronger from the setbacks that we've had. We have before, and hopefully we will do come Monday.
The results haven't... Well, they've almost gone our way with rugby losing, but Rushton have made a draw. But our goal difference,
yes,
they've gone above us.
Yeah, it's took a knock today. And that's an unfortunate factor as well, how we couldn't see the game out properly. Because, again, we've lost the discipline. We've lost Harley to a sending off. We've gave a penalty away. And these are things that we have to learn from. But just unfortunate for us, where we find ourselves in the season, we're not talking about learning them at a point where it won't cost us. We're talking about learning them at a point that ultimately will have a big deciding factor. But in terms of the results, we need to focus on ourselves, and that's what we'll be doing. We'll be doing that come Monday at the Moat. Hopefully repay everybody that's come today, because the support, again, travelling was fantastic. You could see them, see the flags, see the kids banging the drum. That's what we want. And then come Monday, hopefully everybody's behind us, and we'll go and get a result.
Are any of the players likely to be back? Or
I'm hoping so. We're going to put some pressure on them, and that's what I want, and hopefully they do too. But regardless of what we've got, we've set standards that we want it for Gresley. We've done that. We've not gave up today. We've just not managed the game well enough, and that's what's cost us. But we'll be all guns blazing come Monday, definitely.
You named Jensen on the bench again, but he wasn't here. Is he still struggling?
Well, he did the warm-up.
Yeah, he's still struggling.
Again, it's just day by day with him at the minute. We thought it'd be good to get him kitted up, see if it's something he can go through the pain barrier. Just unfortunately, he couldn't. So it was pointless, really, forcing him into it. Because I know Monday is a massive game, but there's still three massive games after that, which are going to be huge for us. So we just hope that the lesson we've learnt today is the final lesson of the season, and everything else we do from this point is positive, and we go into every game knowing we can get a result.
Cheers. Thanks.